And on the KSRO live line is a guy that knows a lot about KSRO, and as we celebrate our 80 years on the air, happy to welcome Brian Hudson back into the fray. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, you two.
Nice to have you.
Great to be back on KSRO.
Yes, nice to have you back. Now, remind listeners about when you were here and what you were doing here.
So I was at KSRO from 1996 to 2006. I was a wet behind the ears 23-year-old in charge of the programming and news for the radio station. So that was my initial jump to the station back in 1996. And then at the latter stage of my decade there, I was also the morning news host sitting in the chair that you sat. So we have that in common, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it was a heck of a time. And you reminded me of something I had forgotten about in terms of KSRO history. We talk a lot about the hosts who have shared this chair over the years. And one of the hosts that you reminded me about was the spiritual leader Ram Dass on the air here.
Yeah, so he lived in the North Bay up in Marin, and we had a Sunday morning program where he and his business partner, Jai Lakshmi, wanted to, you know, find a way to get his message spread across the world. And so he wanted to basically try talk radio. And we would have these interesting, you know how the radio station is sometimes on the weekend, there are only a few bodies around.
Yeah.
Well, it was rather odd to come across one of the spiritual leaders of a generation on a Sunday morning. And we walk into our little radio station and he says, you know, Brian, basically teach me how to do talk radio. So he actually had an hour. It was either a half hour or hour show.
That's amazing.
That we had on Sunday mornings, and he was quite a, I mean, anybody that's been around him physically or seen his teachings, it was a pretty overwhelming experience just to be in his presence.
Oh, he was, I think, the stereotypical and quintessential spiritual leader of the 70s, and wrote a book called Be Here Now that really did touch a generation. There were some other noteworthy hosts that I know you took note of too, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, the station in a lot of ways starts and stops with Jim Grady. You can't go away from that 44-year career.
Yeah.
I had him, you know, as a partner for a good portion of that. Unfortunately, my tenure also included the portion where he left the radio station. It was interesting circumstances. The current owner, Lawrence Amaturo, I remember when he first bought the stations in the 1990s, he said, I'll never be the guy that lets that guy go.
Yes, yeah,
and unfortunately, at the time where he wasn't the owner, the other ownership, you know, kind of forced him out. And it was rather unfortunate, and I know that hurt a lot of us. But really a love for Jim Grady. Len Tillum, how many people remember Len
Tillum?
With that wonderful New York accent.
He's a lawyer.
Sonoma, right? So I can remember having conversations with him about taking his show to the next level as I was directing the programming. And I said, Len, you got to understand, he was hell-bent on making sure that he could cite either penal code or civil code or something like that. And I said, people don't care what the law number is. They want the stories. And once he got that, the switch flipped and he became the great storyteller, you know, being able to pull it out of folks, and obviously went on to, you know, great success at KSRO and KGO and that kind of thing.
Yeah, he became quite the storyteller. That's for certain. And also Dr. Joy Brown.
What a sweet lady. So she still is the record holder for the longest, you know, talk show host in the nation, hosting of, you know, kind of a shrink wrap type show. And bless her heart, she passed away from a heart attack last summer, but she was on the station for, you know, so many years, and had a great performance out at what was the Luther Burbank Center. I introduced her and said, now the woman who is an actual radio psychologist, because she had that ongoing debate with Dr. Laura, because Dr. Laura was a physiologist by training and not a psychiatrist or psychologist, but she was just a great lady.
And some of the folks that we all know, and some many of whom are still on the air, John Ash and Steve Garner, of course, really take over the weekends here, along with Mike Kelly.
Yeah, I love those guys and their specialty programs. You know, Steve is great. That guy, I'm surprised he's not a bodybuilder when he brings in his stack of like 600 gardening books,
yeah,
you know, for reference during the show. And John Ash is just like quintessential cool and super talented at what he does. Mike Kelly with that, you know, that wit about him and just super insightful with his real estate show. And I'd be remiss to even think about, or not to mention some of the other talk show hosts. Like, I can actually remember flying from the Bay Area down to Palm Springs to meet with some guy named Tommy Smothers to try to see if I could get him to come on KSRO and host a show. And at the time, he committed to a short segment on the morning show that we called Tommy's Take. And it was his interplay that he and Jim Grady would do for about 5 minutes each morning. Mm-hmm. They dished little politics and pop culture. And lo and behold, after a while, it just kind of got a little boring for Tom. And I got a little interested in his wife, Marcy Smothers.
Well,
and
who isn't?
She turned out to be a great talk show host for KSRO and others, and her own syndicated show, and an author. So it's very interesting, just the backstory on how you end up coming across people in a market like Santa Rosa.
And a couple of guys who we had David Wesley Page here a couple of days ago, and we'll be talking to Alex Stone next Tuesday morning. And those are a couple of names you're very familiar with.
Yeah, so David, just another perfect example in the long line of historical newsmen at the station. David was just a rock and anchor, so solid during the times when it was toughest, the flooding situations and that kind of thing. And then Alex Stone, I think when I got to the station, he was in the station maybe 4 years as a reporter and, you know, was on the teen talk show. And I got him kind of midway through that, so I had him for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as a 16-year-old, he would come into the station. I'd have him come in about 4:30 in the morning before he'd go off to Montgomery High School at 7:30 to
yeah,
catch his first class. And he was doing the reporting, but the thing about him was I could just tell that if I helped him a little bit and got out of the way a lot, the guy would be fantastic. And I brought in actually a college friend of mine, Brett Burkhart, the longtime anchor at KGO,
yes,
and said, hey, let's work on this kid. And we had we worked with him on how to edit from tape deck to tape deck in the field and all these little tricks that were kind of old school. And Alex, you know, just took the baton and has, you know, went on to great things, both at a station in Denver and now as an ABC News correspondent for more than a decade in Los Angeles.
And let us not, leave this conversation, Brian, without talking about your very own contributions, because you, and even though you did a lot of behind the scenes stuff, you know, your presence on the air is still very well remembered and happily received by KSRO listeners.
Well, it's a sweet sentiment. I feel it was a privilege to have had the opportunity. And I even think about the little things, Pat. You know, sometimes, folks talk about what was it like for the El Nino coverage or what was it like to be the first one. I was the first one from our station the Felton Hall, you know, to see Mark Felt deep throat when we
yep,
got word of that. I still think about the little moments like that late 90s. High school state championship basketball game that Montgomery played when Joe Kelly set the record in the state for the most three-pointers and they almost pulled off the record victory. And just those little moments with parents and kids and community. And that's what I think KSRO is all about. So it was an absolute pleasure to be part of the history of KSRO. Happy 80th, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing to think about, but it is the reality. Brian, thanks so much for being with us and for being such an imperative part of this legacy.
Have a great one, Pat. Thanks again.
That's Brian Hudson celebrating the 80th anniversary of KSRO in Sonoma County.